first one, while writing it, I understood that the theme would be how success would kind of kill Simple, you know, and his own project. And that would be kind of self-referential towards the whole book project. So when it came out and it became sort of a success and ended under the Christmas trees that year, you know, it was sort of a funny, just a restaging of the whole theme of the book. So I think the TV show thing is very logical in that book, and it's not performative in the same way, or is it? No, one thing that you might say is that all three books, they describe very, in an action-packed way, a kind of zero-sum game. Mm-hmm. You know, they sum up what books have been kind of leading up to all the time, that this is a zero-sum game. I mean, there is no escape here, you know. I mean, it's a kind of a closed and paralyzing and frustrating and desperate situation that they're not going to manage to escape. And in the last scene, there's like some, you know, the desperation goes into action somehow. But speaking of performativity, what I have tried, like, more as a plan, is to, as I mentioned, to write out thematically in the book what I kind of think would happen with the book, you know, to like describe it and test it physically or culturally in the same work. The same work describes and does what it describes. So that's been more of a conceptual plan, but the actual finale scene of a book, of the books, have been more a thing that I've drifted into.
Okay.
While writing, because my writing process is not very planned or conceptual. It's my idea for writing is more conceptual than my writing as such. Because when I write, I just